We are learning that symbol Kovav, the Sugya Atom of Atal Shishim. I think now it's self-explanatory why we waited to learn the Sinan after we learned Simatak Beis. It's really a build-up of the Sugya of Chanan, Sugya Eshla Seichtai, based on Sugya Dap Kovches, Dap Kov. Simatak Beis, that's where we left it until now. Before the reason why they left it until over here, is because the idea of Eshla Seichtai to get to Shari Serum and not possible color. Therefore, they put over here by the Sugya of Shari Serum. Awake above, there are really two different sugyas. The idea of Chanan and Eshel Seichtai. With Loshem Kireger, it's Einat Gola Ba'ichlen. First, the Kuch HaZaro comes out, and they build from that. The first idea of Chanan, it's very clear, you have one piece of Isser, nine pieces of Heter, you can mix it all together, all ten. Take all ten, and you throw it into something else, into another pot. The question is, how do you calculate? If you look at the one Isser, you're mixing with nine, there's only one Isser over here. Therefore, it falls to the second part over here. You only need another 60 to move out to it. Or you say, no, we have one, that mixture was nine, now you have 10, and now to move out to that, you move out to all together, all 10, and you need 600 now to move out to it. That's the question. That means they get the sugar of Bosa B'cholo. We know every beat say the sugar of Chaticha Nasa Vela Chanan. Therefore, you need 600. The question is, what about the sugar of Shari Sir? According to Mechaber, we do not say Chanan. Therefore, how much more do you need when you have one mix of nine, one of Issa and one of nine? You need now another 51 to Mavatl. The Mar Kemal had said, we pass a Chanan by Shari Sum, Ve'in L'Shanis. And what came out, we had four Eterim at Simatak Beis, either Suga of Lach, Balach, by Hefse Godel, Hefse Rubo. The second came to the Shapin, he's down by the Geist of Melicho, Hefse Rubo. The third came to where the Ben of Fine with the Tzir for the Re, with half the piece in, half the piece out. And it goes into the second Kedera, came over to be Mekel. And the fourth Peter, the Mahan Zof, the Noble Bekel. Now, when we get to the Mechaba again, here's the case of here, 1 and 9, got mixed together, one of Issa and 9 of Peter. They fell inside a second Kedera part over here. To battle the Issa, you only need 60 times the Issa, not against the 10. And therefore, you have 1 and 9, you need another 59 pieces over here. Now, let's say part of the Issa fell inside. Then again, you have one of Issa and nine of Heter. So the words of the Taz we had in Tzadik Beis, he says the words Lefi HaMadumo. Now, he's saying it negates the Sugya of Heter. Who didn't say the same story negates the Sugya of Issa? That means you have a case over here of one kosher, and let's say of one Issa and nine of Heter. Let's say you have a case of let's say, Heter. You have a case over here of nine eggs and one butter. It's a case of Heter. Loch is the butter is one tenth over here. Then now you fell into something else. The halacha is you only need six times the amount of the heter. Why? Because one tenth already in and of itself. The fiyam of dumo. Therefore, when they get to the mechaber and they get to Issa, say the same yisrael over here. Anything that mixes them together, then now you need is only fiyam of dumo. Therefore, again, go back to the case of here. You have one of Issa and nine of heter. They get all mixed together. Now you have ten together. All of them ten are osir. You take all 10, you throw into another pot. If you say Chanan, you need 600. If you did not say Chanan, Mechaber, you say you only need 60, the amount of Avatel. If one of these pieces of 10, you throw into another pot, therefore, the Fiyam would do when you get to Isser, and you only need 6 to Avatel. Why? Because only one tenth of the Isser is over here. That means you say Chanan 600, don't say Chanan 60, take one tenth of the Isser mixed together, you only need 6 times the amount. That means you get to Heter. Negate the Mechaber by Shari Serum, negate us by the case of Hefsi Rubo. Let's first negate the Sugya of Chanan. The second Sugya, the idea of Eshel Seichtai. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph clearly has some machlokes over there. What exactly is the Avodas Inyan? Until now, we went big with the Mahalach of the Shachal here. However, it's very clear there's another Mahalach with Kivegim down. That's the machlokes is showing in the Sugya what Eshel Seichtai means. And he comes along with another idea, the concept of the Rajbo, that's not the Sugya of Eshel Seichtai. Which according to the Rashi means Chanan, Tzainuach, interchangeable. It means the idea of in Hagolah Ba'ichlan, a separate concept over here. That means there are two ways to understand it. There's one Malach we're saying until now, Eshel Seichtai means you can ask the piece, and still not say Chanan. The way how Kvegi means of the Rashi, but it means not that way. When you want to say Eshel Seichtai, if you can squeeze it out, there's no Chanan. If you can't squeeze it out, why can you squeeze it out? Because you're saying it's to give Chanan. Tzainuach, interchangeable. The Gemara is saying, Esher Sotev Kluz B'Yisrael Chanan. Therefore, even though you did not say Chanan, you won't say Esher Sotev, still the Rav B'Kamlum will still say the Lokhi is, the piece is also. The second reason, Ein Agola Ba'ichlan. That means, it's coming two different words, but really, in the end day, it's the same thing. What we call Esher Sotev is also, the Rav is really calling a different word, he's calling it the idea of Ein Agola Ba'ichlan. So, just keep it simple over here. We'll go with the idea over here of cool Eshra Sarita. Again, it's the same results, but different terminology over here. Again, it's also clear that the people got him, really the shock before, it's a conveys, and there's a crazy over here. They seem to understand the idea of Eshra Sarita is negated over Farshim, and that's not how Kibbe understands the Midrash, but the different sugya over here. That means it comes out, is Chanan depend upon the word Eshra Sarita is better than Machalikis. The Rabbi is saying pshat in the sugya, Esher Sotev means Chanan. You don't hold up Chanan, Esher Sotev is mutter. You hold Esher Sotev is also Chanan is also. The way how we did the other portion go is not the way. We learn Esher Sotev is talib on Chanan one way. Meaning, if you hold Esher Sotev is also, then you can hold Chanan. If you hold Esher Sotev is mutter, then you still need not hold up Chanan. But it could be Esher Sotev is also, and still the look is Chanan is mutter, the best raya, the mechaber. The mechaber kamal that says ein chanan by shari sirim, and yet he says over here eshlo sarkti is also. That's what shach says pshat over here the mechaber. That means negir to us the sugi of chanan is really negir to how to calculate, how to mishar. The sugi of eshlo sarkti is after the piece itself. Are they depend upon each other? The simple way of reading the sugya until now, the shach says pshat and mechaber is not dependent upon each other. Well, nothing to do with another. The Rambam says, no, the word Esher Sotev does not mean the Sotev Shaboy of the piece itself. It means the Sugya of Chanan. Hainuach. Hainuach. And therefore, you cannot separate the two. We have a seventh Sugya in the Gola Ba'ichlan. We'll see, we'll get to the Taz. We'll explain to the Taz. We get to Babel with the Machlik, the Torah of the Rashba. He said the Torah says, also Tali Zebazah. And therefore, he'll come along and say, since there is no Chanan by Shaisum, Esher Sotev must be his mutter. But get us further on, we'll always use the word Eshla Sarkhtai to keep it simple, because I think they will use that word Eshla Sarkhtai. Negeta, the idea over here, and I'll sugya, the idea of Eshla Sarkhtai, there are two sugyas. Negeta Vosa Bacholov, Negeta Shari Sir. Do we say Eshla Sarkhtai by Vosa Bacholov? Aloha. So again, the Gemara Dav Kuches is a Bacholikis, the word Rashi Dav Kuches from Al Paskins, Eshla Sarkhtai is also. Portion Rashi. And that's how the Torah and Simitai base says that. Clearly that way, the Mechaber also writes clearly, Esher Sotev Bosom Cholov of Vada's Osir. Of Vada's Osir. Alison is cutting Shari Sim as Machlokes, but Bosom Cholov of Vada's Osir. What's he saying to the Isser? So, the story is, you have Heter Beheter, you made a new Chalish Shemis over here. You made a new Isser, Heter Beheter. So Vada Esher Sotev is Osir. Is it Dindir Abon or Dindir Aiso? So there's Iran, that's brought down by the Taz and Shach when he's Simitai base. And over there, the Ram says, Chanan is deraisa by Bosa B'cholov, and that's what Gleiz is Shaisum, or to Bosa B'cholov. We see it in the same Ram, that's the same idea in the character Eshla Sotev. If you hold Chanan is deraisa, it must be Eshla Sotev is also deraisa. And therefore, that's not going to be Gleiz is Eshla Sotev, or to Bosa B'cholov. Therefore, the words of Pim Gadim, Lukuli Alma, the din of Eshla Sotev by Bosa B'cholov is deraisa. Kamosh Kotsavara. They have the places in the same Yisrael over here, Chavadas, the Kulayamo, Agamdis, Yavir, not the way, the Pashas is, Esher Sotev Vos, Bechol, is a Dindar Aisla, new Shem Chalis is over here. If so, the person, let's say, separate Vos and Mechalav, and he knows he separates it. Can he not matter the Voser if he separates it from Mechalav? Can you do such a thing? That means if it's an Isidir Aiso, unless it somehow came along with Leon Gavi and says, you did a wonderful job. You squeezed out all the milk and the boss stands by itself. Can you be marking up with the boss over here? So that's the Nishailah we had in Simikov Heis of Zayin, brought down by the Taz at Simitzak base of Kotten Zayin, and the Shach Simitzak base of Kotten Zayin. The question is, I can't actually search it also, but let's say I was able to separate the two. Can I matter it or not? Explain. In the case of Bosser touching Gavino, the loch is Avater, the Gavino goes inside the Bosser, and the Bosser is Osser. How far is the Osser? We say in Simukov Gimel, it's the Isser Lachmas Asper. You take this basar, that's blizik vino, and touch a second piece. There's an after the second piece when the bliyas kachush. You say this piece is isimachlis atmei now after the second piece. You say no, it's a blue inside. The gemina is blue inside the basar, and now this piece of the basar will not after the second piece. Machlokes. Right now, the Elul Shno, we have a Tazi, Yam Shishlomo, it's brought down in San Fez and Kofay, that says the only time you're going to answer a boss touching Gvina is to itself. But touching another piece, the mice is mutter. Mutter. What's the sorrow? The shach brings down the sh'orov, the shimut adash, the goshai dura, and says the words, Kimlu rabbonim, she'im shum tam holich mechaticha zu, rak tam a boss lechod. I'm able to extrapolate to take out only the tam a boss, in the case of Gvina, the loishim cholov. Kilu said, Bali alavi, like a little navi came, Ramalanu, Nechtem in a boss, Zachatika Tanosh, Emma Shum Tam Cholov, that case of Klein, you have a case of Pishtin, mix it to case of Tsemer, came along, you cut off the part of the baggage over here, that's by Pishtin by itself, or Tsem by itself, be mutter. So we have a concept, even though Esther starts as derice over here, but if we can take out the bosser from the Cholov, might as well mock to the bosser. That's the Taz. I said, Hashem, the Shach disagrees. The Shach goes in front and says, a very nice mouth from the Chumash Adeshan. We bring down the Iran and said, that's not the Maskan the Gemara. Maskan the Gemara is once we say this to Gim Chanan, it's Shein Chali Sisser. It's us over here. And therefore, when they get to Tibas Cholov, it touches a Chaticho, according to the meaning when the whole type piece is out, according to Rashi, halfway in, halfway out. This piece over here touches another piece. Does that ask the other piece? According to Taz, no. Why could what came out? Kimler Abonon, only Boston came out without the Cholov. We can separate the two. Even though Esh L'Sach the mice can be Osir, but I can separate the two as Mutter. The Shach says, no, Esh L'Sach Osir, Shem Chalitz, it's over here. Then this boss will ask all the piece, Ketan Atilo, Kofesh, but Ketan Atilo over here. If so, again, so we see a clear Shiloh, that can we separate boss and Cholov? Machlok is Taz vs. Shach. Building upon this, come on the Prim Godem, the Psychic to Ravis, he says he doesn't understand. We're saying Eshel Sarkh, according to everyone, is Dereisa Bosom Cholov. Everyone is Dereisa. The idea of Chanan is Dereisa, Eshel Sarkh is Dereisa, the Tali Zeb is Adigma, so directly, if you hold, if Chanan is Dereisa, Eshel Sarkh is Dereisa there. In fact, if you're going, how can the Taz Yam Shoshana say, Kimler Abonon? I can separate the two. The Gubadav is also. You can hack it so at the end of the day, you made a Shuch new Shem Chalais Isser, the Bosser is Betim also now. How in the world can come on the second we can separate the two? What does that mean? Esher Sarkh also, new Shem Chalais Isser, Bosser also. Why is the Shach not right? Elamai, you tell me they said we had only the Abon, says the people got him. Esher Sarkh, they said it can't be. First of all, Geyser, Shari, Sir, but the Bosser Cholot, that means Bosser Cholot is the right over here. Why the Taz be telling the Abon is the right over here? He's helping you, Raya, Cholot, you can't separate the two. You take Bosser Cholot and you burn it. We're supposed to do the boss of Cholov, we're supposed to bury it. Burning does not work. Why? Because we burn the ashes of Osambano. Do the ashes have inside of it any bolster, any Cholov? Kimli, everybody here, there's no time bolster, no time of Cholov. So we see we cannot separate the two. That's it's also the ashes of Osambano. I just know Cholov inside, all the Cholov is gone, got burnt out, left with ashes over here. So how in the world could we come up with this thing? He says to boy, Eshel Sarkh, it's also new Shem Chalais Isser, but somehow can matter it. That's the steam that I've been in the word Shaboy. So, come on the Prim Godem, he answers, take the word Halal, B'chon, and Basman, and Shurim took over, okay, the Chadush Arim, but then also, I come on explain the story Shaboy. We have a look at Simitag test, it's involved. Ashach, Kiveger, bringing down the concept negate of Heter Beheter. Izir didn't bicker by Heter Beheter. Kiveger brings down the Shach and Hilkas Klein, Shin Sarek Tess. Over there it said the Geta Klein and Heter Beheter, there is no bittel. There's only bittel of Issa Beheter. Heter Beheter is no concept of bittel. There's no concept of bittel, so how can we have Boston and Cholub, even Vachal and Shisha? That Boston is Heter and Cholub is Heter. How the case of Boston and Shisha and Heter Beheter? There is no bittel in Heter Beheter. Explain to Prim Godem and Kiveger and Shuma, they won't answer. He said the Boss Bachol, the reason why it's bottle and shishim is not the bittel. We call the words bittel. Kol Tarku Shayisim is bottle and shishim. The get the Boss Bachol, the Torah says, Lois Vashim Di Bachalev Imoi. When it's Derech Bishol, means the case of the sinus tam is less than shishim. In the case of a shishim, there is no tam, there is no iser. Nafu is an iser with a bittel. When milk goes inside balser and the shishim, there's no iser. Not because of bittel, because I don't taste it. Derech bishul also carry on. That means the idea of being a vatal iser is negate the shai sur. Negate the balsam chol, the iser never happened because the shishim will be here. If so, they'll do a bittel beer. So why can't the chachila take milk and put a little bit inside my children over here? The shishim, be water. Because there's no tamal beer, there's no iser. I have aim about the sachil, there's no iser. Nothing happened over here. So it says the people go out and make it speak out. Don't do it in front of your wife, obviously. But he said they speak out, why is it zero? Up to aim about the sachil. It's an extension of the Yisrael Shemoy. I can't understand iser. Chol is not iser negate the bolser. The Yisrael Shemoy is no iser, but it's not that official. Upon this, Kamal Mulchonan says, not to explain Pshat in the Eshla Sochel in the Issa Mashu, that means to make the Isser, and what Pshat in the Rashi over here, to make the Isser, you have to have the Sinus Tam. But once it really is Ulcer, once it really is Ulcer, the Issa Mashu left behind over here, so that come up to say, once you really have the Derek Bishel, so now it cannot be Vatal, there's something left inside over here. That means to Asirit in the Derek Bishel, the Sinus Tam. Unless you cook with something else, in the gullible oichlam over here. So what happens? Now my sits usher to mevatel the mashu. You can't because it had to batter. You can't mevatel. You need a bittle, and there is no bittle anymore. We can make it usher, and it became usher. But once it had this in this time, once it was a case of 1 to 40, you have more inside. The mice now comes along and says, "You've had to batter inside. You've already had a chalice isser. You can't take away the chalice isser anymore." Again, the case of once had to batter. Therefore, when the case of here when it's left over, nothing, kimur abono, nothing, it can't be its water. Because that nichol get of head to bed, there's nothing. With left beyond a mashu, the root of the rashbo, is left over a mamash a drop. You're eating the gavri. Not eating the gavri, it's head to bed. Head to bed is not possible anymore. Correct. It's exerot of Shai. Rashba's first of all, yeah, that's true. But it's exerot. That's the reason we're makhmur here. I'm saying it's very the boss of the problem. Exerot. Fine. So this, again to the extra circular by boss of the problem. One sugya. Second sugya. Now again to the Shari Sir. Again, the uncle is over uncle. But the idea of Shari Sir. So first we have a kid, Machlokis wrote down the Torah. Is it extra circular by Shari Sir or not? The Rashba says, even though there is no chanam, we'll still say the piece itself comes also. Rashba, the Ran, the Chinuch, Talashani, the Torah disagrees. He says, if there's no Eshlus, if no chanam, there's mice no sugi of Eshlus actually. Now, Psham the Torah seems to be pretty simple. The Prevum speaks out, why should it be? Why should not ask the piece? So the reason why it would be Machmer in general, by Shari Sur, by chanam, is why there's Otu Basim Cholov. So if we're not machmer and chanam by Shari Sirim at the bosom of Chalav, why should machmer Efshel Sarta at the bosom of Chalav? Let me swear to the Torah is very simple. The swear to is the whole chanam by Shari Sirim at the bosom of Chalav will make by Shari Sirim. You also, why should we machmer Efshel Sarta over the sugya of chanam? Chanam will make at the bosom of Chalav, wouldn't Shari Sirim? Malacha, you pass an Efshel Sarta by Shari Sirim. So first the mechaper. Right now, everyone knows the Kilim Achlikis, Stira. The Simitak Beis, the Mechabim examines the Baal to be Mekel. Now, we in Simitakovov, he brings down Mike to be Machim like the Rashba. Who is the question? Ramah starts off. Deloy Kamash Kosov, Simitak Beis, Stira. Starts off very clear to Stira here. How do you answer the Stira? So, by now, the image of the Shach and Simitak Beis, the answer is very simple. That's really building off the case beforehand. That means the Simitak Beis is causing a Sugi of Bosom Chol of the Sugi of Chana. That's what it starts off with. The loch over there is whether it's nicker or not nicker. The loch is negate the tam shisha. Negate the chaticha, the sense of mechabe depends. If a case over there is nicker, the loch is a chaticha or the schabe, if a loch of field by effloy bottle. When it's not nicker, lamai says mutter. That's the mechabe bottle of mechalov. Mapshik upon this as the mechabe now, which is valid.
Nicker, you take it out.
If it's nicker, you take it out. If it's not nicker, I feel by effloy bottle. Mamshik about this in the Chabad now in Sif Dalet, it says, what's the loch of Chanam by Shari Surim? So, come on, the loch of Ethem of Shari Surim is not where the Chabad. We know the Lachas Simkuf Aleph already. That when that Shai Suv is Nichol Get Abliya. Please, not when the Chabitim person over here. The Lachaway is to eat them all together. Lachaway is to have a Sigya Bittul, my sense more to eat all together. That means at the end of the day, why are we matching the piece? Not matching Efsa such as Mutter. We're matching the piece because it's all mixed together. It's not Nicker. The Kintul Nizidal is not Nicker. And what's not Nicker will not say the Chumafil, but Evelyn Bottle, why? Because it's not, it has a Chumafil in this Chabin. Then it's Mutter to have a Sigya Bittul. I mean, Ethan the Machama Paskin, Ephesus, Sarkali, Bisharism is ulcer. But since it's not Nikki, then it's bottle. Then why the peace mutter? It's not Nikki, it's not a figure of Bittle. One Malach. Chavdas goes this way, others. Remember, he's being on the second Malach, calling the basic soul. We want some copy to the case of Mimbe Minoi, case of Yankovob, versus the case of Mim Shloime Minoi. But the case of Mimbe Minoi wants to say it's not Ephesus to Mavar, they become a little nicer to be Machmer. Mashenki and Sim, Tarbez, Min Shloim Minai, not Mavar, Min Shloim Minai, Kami Mavar, the case of Timo, since Kami Mavar, the nice Kamal Tri Machmer. Kamal the Praetorian place, he said, Punkvakar, the same Chalek, but the other way around. They say, by Min Minai, Sim Tarbez, since over there it's a case of the only drop on the Shishim, nice over there Kamal Tri Makal after Saichai. Mashenki over here is Min Shloim Minai, Shal the Raiso, Min Machmer, it's not the case of the Efra Saichai. That's how Begrilla goes. Some kids we have 3 Malachim on the by the Gilla Freedom. The other says overboard the shackle here. And the Tao sounds like just to answer that the Siddhartha base called Moshe Natura, and here is how he's passing the local Maestro, Ephraim Sector is also. So what's the Das Mechaber Uvucha? Maestro, among the place kingdom was very clear, Rechain Iker. Ephraim Sector is also Mashiach Sir. The words of the Tao in Siddhartha base is Vuhu and MS. That's the truth. The words of the Shachel is Askomus Achreinim. Not only that, even they swarmed the Pri Chodosh, the Zephetetic, Kavacham, they passed like this aloha, Efshu Sarkin, Otto Besharisir. I mean, that's clearly how we go bask him. And what is the Svara to be Machmer? What's the idea of it to be Machmer? And the way that Chenim say over, based upon the Rishainim, there seem to be 3 Malachim among the Rishainim with numerous Nafkaminas. First, to start with, we have again a clear Machlokes tour versus the Rajbo, what's aloha? Efshe Sarkhe, Tol Mice is Mekel, and the Torah says, I'll bring a Raya. Bring a Raya. Because the fact is, we would start everything with a minion, even the piece itself is with a minion, so most of you are coming to mark the piece. Mark the piece. Back to Beis Yosef, the fact that everything's with a minion can mark the piece, the Gemara Tag Zanon Beis, Gechal with a minion, the Gemara is very clear, we're not sure how to Meshav, but today we're shooting the Mike of the Bay. And then the day, the Mice, the piece is also. Agam, we must have the Chalm and the Minyan. And therefore, he said the Chul, the Gemara, is connected to the words of the Torah here. What's he said to the Machlokes? So the Taz over here that explains he said the Machlokes between the Torah and the Rashba. What exactly is the give and take Pashas and the Sugya Shavoy? Now, first, the Taz is going again Pshat in the Torah. The Elim says over why the Taz said Pshat in the Torah. He calls him Rabbeinu a couple of times, like 4 times in the Rabbeinu. It sounds like he first wrote the Pirish on the Torah, and then we saw his Shver, the back of the Pirish on the Torah, then we came along and copy and paste it and put on the Shulchan Aruch over here, and that's why it's on the Shulchan Aruch, but numerous times he's marked Pshat in the Torah, he calls over here Pirish of, that's the Torah over here, upon the Torah over here, then he moved it over. Now I've heard this said over a few times, if anyone can find me what car where it actually says it, please tell me. I'd like to know where it says it really, the Torah wrote it the first time on the Tazo verse on the Torah moves it over. It makes a lot of sense over here. I mean, the word Rabbeinu always means the Mechaber, or Gamal. It says Rabbeinu over here. It means it sounds like he's writing in the Torah. The word Torah is all sounded like it's Shena Shekel Torah, but I love no book, a real source for it. Well, nice, he goes to the Sugya over here of Kechal. Kechal was, we have a Sugya in Chulun that's Alexander Beis. We learned the Sugya of Kechal already twice. We learned the beginning of Teruvos when we learned the first whole block, and then we learned Simon Sadik again, we learned the Sugya again of Alexander Beis. Okay, now, simple, we have a case of Kechal. Kechal is the odor of the animal. There's a piece of meat over here. And they have milk inside of it. We do a case of Shechito. They have milk inside the odor. The milk inside is a case of Drabonim. I know it's a case of Drabonim. So we have one we had already, the Mechabit Simpei Zayin Tzavov. He writes, Kechal and Meso is Drabonim. Says the Shachal there, who did Kechal and Shechito? Says, how do I know? Simpei Tzadik, Kechal, the Mechabit speaks out for it. Clearly, Kechal, the Kechal inside only to Drabonim. So you have a case of Kechal, the Dishchito of an animal, and you have milk inside of it. The Gemara writes 4 halachas on this Kechal over here. First minyan of Nachman that says Kechal Shishim, Kechal Min HaMinyan. That means everyone knows by now the person that looked in the gate to Yisurim also called it each Shishim. What does Shishim mean? It means 60 plus 1. You have the Isser and plus another 60. Except one case, Kechal. Kechal Min HaMinyan. That means Bortan Sim Tzad Ches Tzad Ches, Bortan Sim Tzadi. Then if you're going to get Kechal is 59 plus 1. Why? Shaka, two reasons why. Might be 59 plus 1. That's one halacha, Kechal Shishim, Kechal Min HaMinyan. Second thing, says the Yitzchak, the second halacha, Kechal Asmoy is an ulcer. Kechal itself, Kechal is Min HaMinyan, you can't get with it. So you might think it's Maturit. Maturit, Kechal itself, the mice is ulcer. A third thing, Maturit of Yitzchak. A fourth, the second part, again, same halacha, you can ask the second part, 59 plus 1, ask the second part. A fourth thing the Gemara says, question, have the Meshara be today or mind enough of pay? The Gemara comes out, so we're not sure, every time we go after a B'Day. Four losses. Now, the Gemara goes further, it's a question, why does it fall into the question of the third halacha of Gemara? The Gemara is again saying, fall into the second part of Osir. That's Gemara, why? The Gemara is a Teretz. Now, the flow of the Gemara, we shouldn't have a Hagmin and Maskon, it's very hard to understand. We'll go how the Tanakh sets up. The Machlokes, Tosfos, and it comes out the Rashi, but what is the question of the Gemara? What's the Gemara's answer? That means again, we have the halacha, the third halacha is very simple. It follows the second part is Osir. Why is it Osir? That's the Gemara's question. Why is it Osir? What's the Bia Gemara's question? The way that Tosfos explains in his Maskoni, his Kabbal Malchim, Tosfos ends off, what's Kechal Min HaMinyan? Therefore, we're saying over here, whatever came out, whatever did not come out, will never come out. Ke'in the idea that we had made by Tibas Chol, the Tazum there says, whatever came out the first time will come out, and the second, if it did not come out the first time, will come out. So the question over here is, what's a Kechal Min HaMinyan? We're counting it together with the first 39 over here, and whatever came out, came out, whatever did not come out, will never come out. If so, why come up and say that after the second time of the final over here? Why come up and say over here that a full Kedera Cheres and Dizkel is Osir? If it came out already the first time. If they come out, won't come out. Why in the world come and say over here the second time to Osir? And the Gemara, what Shal over here is, why Kechal itself is Osir? Kechal itself is Osir. Why Keshavah upon the Chartichot in the Veil? Those are the words of Gemara. What does that mean? Explains Tosfos. Since Eshel Sarti is Osir, it sounds to give Chanan. That's what comes over here to ask it over here. That means, what Tosfos is saying, and the Torah is saying, like Tosfos says the Taz, that over there, why in Machmer of Chanan? Why Machmer Efshel Sarti to ask the peace? Well, asking the peace, Efshel Sarti also mitzad Chanan. The Gemara said very clearly, quote Tosfos, why is a peace over here nice also? Mitzad Chanan. There's no Chanan, a peace of nice being mutter. They come out the first time, won't come out the second time. Why worry about the Vlias over here? It's totally said as that. That means, we say over in the Gemara Kol Ches, it sounds like it's not totally said as that, Chanan and Eshra Saitai. The way Tosfos is saying over, the Torah saying over is very clearly, that it's totally said as that. The reason, the Gemara's question is, why ask the second piece? Why the Kalman and the Minim? Why? Why? Because it says to give Chanan. That means, if you say Chanan, Eshra Saitai is also. Don't say Chanan, Eshra Saitai is mutter. Therefore, says the Taz, what's Shana Torah? That's Torah Taino. If you say the lawful there is Eshel Sarti the nicest mutter, Eshel Chanan is mutter, and how do we say that by Shari, sir? So if so, Shari is the nicest mutter, what in the case of here by the idea of Eshel Sarti is also mutter? That's a Taz's kasher. That's a Torah's kasher against the Rashba, and therefore the peace of Maisha be mutter. At Salashani, the way the Taz says the Rashba, Shana Sigur, why to ask the other piece over here? So you know why? The Gemara ends off the words of Shabbat Bon Chatich Nevelo, that means Sigur Chanan. It means, Rechoshish, maybe it came out the second time, maybe it came out the third time, maybe it came out the fourth time. That idea of coming out every single time makes a difference with Bosch Cholvish Ari Sir, Bosch Ari does. It came out the first time, second time, the third time, worried about by Cholvish Chuto, maybe we get to get Shari Sir, maybe it came out the first time, second time, the third time. Therefore, the idea over here of coming out to ask you after such is nothing to do with Sigur Chanan. Words worried about it. That means the fundamental machlokes over here, a couple of points. One is a reward if it comes out the first time, the second time. The Torah says we're not worried. If it doesn't come out the first time, it won't come the second time. But the reason why it comes to ask himself to give Chanan. Say Chanan, then we'll say to give Osho Sarkhtoi. The Rabbi says nothing to do with Sikkim Chanan. The Rabbi is saying if it came out the first time, it didn't. If it came out the second time, the third time. And the word the Gemara when it says Nas Nevelo, Tosha says it means a Sikkim Chanan. The Rabbi said maybe it'll come out the second time, meaning different things. Not we did again. The case of Shari Sir. So that's first shall we hear among the Rishonim. That means coming out again at the end of the day, is that does it come out to be a nevela? Is he saying the words more? Tosfos is saying the words are that nas nevela is chanan and the efshe efshel saishtoi. And the Rambam is saying that when we come to aser, it's not this piece. Why could things come out? Nothing to do with the chanan, but the word of kivega in a galah ba'ichlan. Now take a step further. We have the Yisrael here now, going up Shannon the Easter. Okay, that's Machlokes Torah versus Rashba. In the Rashba's world, why exactly is it also a Shari Serum? With a more of a one over here. So it seems, the way of the Rashba, it seems to be a little bit of a stereo, and the Shalom of the Rishonim. The way I was brought down by the Rashba and the Kotzer, perhaps by us, by Sayyid, by us, that's them that this piece over here fell inside something else, and you can bash all together. Even though it's min minyan, in such ways it did not fully come out, maybe it'll come out the second time. The words of the Rashba is Shema Nifla Bimela is Nifla Bimela Gamri. Didn't come out fully. Maybe the next time it come out, next time it come out. It came out the first time. But maybe not the Gamri, maybe the second time more, maybe the third time more. The words are clear, it came out, but not fully. Now fully still is also why the such way had to better not mavotum. But it came out, but not fully. The words of Tosfos in the Chulin Daf Kuf Yabez also in is a Yitzel Legamri. The words of the Rosh Mechulah Parches in is a Yitzel Legamri. What's those words Legamri? The Mechaber. Mechaber says Fisha Ishavu in the Nivlat Menu Legamri. They come out fully. Once they come out fully, Mechulah maybe came out the first time, second time, the third time. It speaks out Prim Godem. Let's say Nua came out Legamri. How Eliyahu Novi? The Taz Echlami Bimoter. Just we don't have Shishu Mitzias. We don't have Eliyahu Novi not yet. My said the strange is what? Why Esher such an usher? Because maybe did not come out of Gamri. You knew it came out of Gamri? That says my sister's mother. There's another Rashba. Now, I think you know the Rashba wrote a Pirish called Torah Sabayis. He has something called the Orch. He's something upon that the Kotzer. Then he wrote something called Mishmar Sabayis. Then he has Chedushim Hashas. And he has also Chuvis. What he writes in Chuvis in the Chelk Aleph, and sounds the way also in the case what he wrote in the Orch. It's a different part. It maybe did not come out at all. Nothing came out the first time. Maybe it'll come out the second time, the third time, a whole different part over here. In fact, the Pirgon Luchos Tirus are Ashbo, and it goes like the Kotzer, which is after the what it says in the Oracle over here. Now, you could say, then my Sue would say, that the best of it is no stereo. We'll say one time, there's no stereo. The Ashbo means maybe not come out the Gamri, maybe nothing came out. We have a course of board. Maybe everything came out, something came out, nothing came out. We don't know what happened. The way that people understand self of course and machustir is a rashba, if you say nothing came out, or everything came out, but not fully, not like Amri. There's a third malach among the Rishonim, there's a place on Chulin Daf Samech Zayin, his words are, it comes out everything. Yitzeh kuloi. But since it's a chal shem iser, the iser stays over there. Once the chalis iser, my iser is also. It's around that way. But some more taino, some achor more taino, so with Steers and Rash, Steers Toysus. One of your base says not Yitz Legamri, and one side says Yitz Legamri, one says Lav Dafka. He's left a little bit behind. My said, whether it's the Toysus or not, the Chlorid Rav that writes this way, the Ran says, Aloch is it came out Legamri, still Shem Chalus is his Chal upon it. Why is that way? So it comes out again, what is the Bon of Esther Sarkhli? How do the mechanics work over here? The mechanics are coming through different avenues. Either the mechanics are like the Toysus of Isaac like Kotzer says, it's not put Legamri. A little bit left behind, had to bet in that Mavotel. All these things were the Rashba writes in Shuva, maybe the Orech, is not Poilet at all over here. And the third option is a Poilet Gamri, but still, once a Chal Shem Kolis Isser, the Mice is also. Those are a few Malachim. Instead of five Nachminas, let's put down on the page over here, of what Nachmina, what Mahalach went over here. That means, first of all, it's Eshel Sechtai, but Shari Sub was a Dinder Abominal Dinder Isa. So, said about the Shulchan, depends which Malach you're going with. If you're going with over here, there's a chashash that never came out at all, so maybe the time is right now, there's a chashash deraisa. If they say, you know, it came out everything, not everything, but a little bit left behind, the drop, if you don't taste it over here, So that the station would exercise it in the Rabbanon. The Maisel, what the words of the Mechaber said about the Shulchan, says, point the Gamri, that because the Mechaber should be in the Rabbanon. Therefore, the place in the Berakoyla, Bismayan, also in the Lochers, at the Rabbanon, not the Mechaber, that's the Rabbanon we are. One Afkavino. The second Afkavino is Semechbar the Kefela. Semechbar the Kefela. That means we know the Lochers and Sarachas of Aleph, Mechaber Zam, Semechbar the Goy, and what's the Nasim Par the Goy, Afkavino get here, Semechbar the Yisrael. Said about the Shulchan the Pants. If you say Shemoy Yechleshish, maybe there's no time came out. The second time there's now time over here, Seven Pana Kefela. But if you say Shemoy is everything came out, except he left a drop behind, and still take Ashur Sarkoi, at the matter, we're not Seven Pana Kefela. Who is the question of Seven Pana Kefela? They say so. What happened to Kivag over here? They asked the cash over here, why is that so? We're Seven Pana Kefela. The first time, let's be Seven Pana when they get Ashur Sarkoi. The word of the base station is to answer it, you said upon a kvelo. But once it's answer, maybe it's not part of the gami, you have no right in the case of kvelo. Mashaki said the case of lach balach, Mashaki said then it's bash b'shovo, kilo the locha is this nivot the gami. So we have these same shavoy, and the people going to speak that clearly, he says, all talking about the shulchan, depends where you're coming from, the oracle or the concert. If the shavoy says the people going is that this, maybe this, the time is still there, nothing came out, it's upon a kvelo. The set of people comes and says it equally is that what happened in Pertli Gamri, but the best is no real time over here. If I'm not saying Pertli Gamri,
why is there
fear of the Mechaber that they're saying? Mechaber says that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that
they're saying
that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they're saying that they The Kirega does bring down a second reason why to be Machmer on a Kefela. He says usually you have a, they have to get Kefela. Kirega writes in parentheses, says why? Because usually you have a Cheskis Heter. Over here, if you get, you have a Cheskis Isser. So we make Kefela. Mice does not work over here. A second reason over here. Mice, well, make it a Chenu come up to say that a Kefela Mice does not work. We have the Machaber with the second reason. Yeah, do the place can be down that way. Third enough, can you know? Is a Sugyo of by Mim Viminoi. You say the same over here of the concept over here of Eshel Sartoi. That means, again, we have the thing of Hanan, Eshel Sartoi, Kamal Piska Chuvo, the first one, it means not the night of Yehuda. Kamal says over here, and again to the idea of my Melicha. You say the loch of my Melicha, Eshel Sartoi, Hanan. So he says, we have a Shach, by the case in Tali Bey, said the Eshel Mubai, first he can be Mechel. I mean, he has a case like this. They have a case, the Yehuda, you have a case of two pieces of steak. One's the middle, one's kosher. You put one on top of another, you salt them all together. In the Nefer Machmer Smolkai. Now, in this piece that is kosher, has bleis of treif. This piece of kosher, bleis of treif, you threw it into another pot. Do you say the side of Eshra Sartai or not? Are you Machmer Mechel? Like the Yehuda says, the idea over here of Eshra Sartai, to say that one is saying over here that it is full time. The other one saying there is no time, not Mustafa. So Mustafa, what happened? One man the Yoma says there's zero time, and the other man the Yoma says there's a drop of time inside. Miut. So this is the machlokes if it's miut or klum over here. Negate to mimbe minoi. The loch of etzim should be bottom of that Torah. Bottom row. We have a dindir rabbon over here. So we have a dindir rabbon by melicha. It wants to be mekel. It's the rabbon of melicha. Eshel seichtai wants to be mekel. Come on, the Baal Shulchan says, let's analyze it for a second. If you say Shabbat is a chesh of a tam, echnami the svar to mechalik with a mimino shlem a minoi. That means go like you arrive from the Oruch, worry about tam over here, svar to mechalik. But we hold this say Shabbat, we're not margish a tam. It's only left behind a mashu. If somebody said, sir, chin upon the name of Yudah, why am I to be mechal over here? By the case of Melicho. Well, can you say what happened is no tam? Even is no tam of my shem machma eshel a sarchoi. What's svar to mechalik? So come on, the Baal Shulchan is an afkamina. Again, is again speaking Nimimili, is there a heter like the Behuda and Peskachu or not? A fourth Nachmino is Kamul Kivegar, and he has a case over here when you have the first Kivegar, not the big one. Kamul Kivegar, he had a case over here when you have this piece over here that's Blair of Isser inside, that's Mavashal, case of Shishim. Then you got this piece of also, and it got mixed in with two other pieces. Of Yomish B'Yomish. Is there in the bittel over here? You have one piece, got mixed in with two other pieces. There in the bittel. What's the shayla? What's the tzad to make over here? Because the whole entire reason why we're machmer on Yomish B'Yomish, the simkov test, is exero. Obviously, the kantum of Ashlet. I mean, in case we have min shloibim minai, okay, we have three pieces. Min shloibim minai, very small, cannot tell the difference over here. The reason why I'm mixing min shloibim minai, yavish biyavish, and machma shemi yavashal. Which shemi yavashal, what's the local, you might give a time one to another. Here, there's no case of giving time one to another. If so, but the case of yavish biyavish, min shloibim minai, is a local shishim, a case of raiv. The point that local depends upon the reasons. If they start worrying about time, might should be a problem, and it's a klal. Not put into anything at all, you put everything except a little bit left behind, it's not at the end, they should be making the dog shots over here. They can make it right style, brings down to the local maestro. It's that way. There's a case over here that is, again, there's a piece over here that was extra such as ulcer. We did not manage the time. Now mix it with two other pieces over here, a mincha lemon, so we can make the maestro's water. Maestro's water. Like you are from the culture. Why? Because there's no chash, shabby bash, let's see this time. Building the father, take a fifth napkin, you know. Let's see, cook it with something else. That means the loch is the case where we're not saying chanan. That means either according to the mechaber, the loch nabash, I assume, according to the mother case of Hefsimubo. There is no chanan, you cook it with something else. Maisa is a gimme isser. Kamukir again says, since there is no sinus tam, Maisa won't answer it. The Shubba wants to answer, he wants to disagree, he wants to say, he wants to chalb in the minion. Ask the first time, ask the second time, can't get the idea of gizero. Again, so we have the whole idea about the shofu, this five lafkaminas over here, he's coming with the story like the people going, there's a machloikis between the Oruch and the Kotzer. Is he such a boy that we're always worried about time, first time time, maybe second time time, maybe third time time, maybe fourth time time? If you could get around that, we won't hear. The way they send the Kotzer, even there is zero time, coming to machmer. Why? Because that depends on the Namavoto. If we go like the Gil Savior, he wants to argue with all the about the shofu's cases over here. He wants to have the Rashmas and Namastiro. We're worried about everything. We're worried about maybe this time. Or maybe there's no time. We're worried about maybe it's spelled everything, maybe it's spelled nothing. We're not sure. So he wants to argue with numerous cases over here. That's the essential point. Why to ask again the words of the Mechaber, like the Rav, the Kotzer, like the Pim Godim? Why? Because maybe it's not part of the Gemara. With that, we'll come out with numerous comments. Sipes. We have Sigurya of Chaticha, Shishba, Chelev. We'll hear the case of Chelev Nachalov. Why? Because first of all, something is stuck on. That's Isadovrik. And too much Shari Sim over here, not the case of milk over here. So in the case of Sigurd Isadovrik, we had it already in Simon Tag Beis at Sif Dalit, by the Amor. The Ike Makar is in Simon Ayin Beis. And we had it in Kitzin and Simon Kuf. Now we mentioned then, twice, that the Mechab did not hold the Sigurd of Isadovrik. One Makar we see it, is over here. And the Gaon speaks out very clearly, the Mechab did not hold the Sigurd of Isadovrik. Only a more, not the Mechaber. What's the longest behind Isadovrik? So we had a Taz in Simtag Beis, where the people explained to Mibino, Isadovrik has two reasons why to be Machmer. Either it's the Ma'ar of the Vloya, it goes quicker into the piece versus the whole dark part over here. When we tell the Sigur, maybe it stays by itself, will stick out by itself, stay by itself, we more Machmer the piece itself. You get this case over here, you have Katichal that has Chelim attached to it, and now the Chum of Isadovrik points to the Mechaber. Then the Chum of Chanan either. So what you're going to do when you have this piece inside this, you have a stool over here, massive chulant, you have a piece over here with chela stuck to it, in the case of shishim. But look at what you're going to do, says the Mechaber, do not take out not the piece, not things around it, leave it as is, till things cool down over here. Why? Because maybe you'll come home to ask the piece, or you might come home to ask the day over here, you might come home to ask the rest of the stool over here, in case of less of shishim. Speaks out, the Archaim HaKadosh Zuch HaTzadik and others, let's say you know 1,000%, then you won't be a problem. You have the stew 1,000 times versus chelov. And you want to take up some of the stew. You want to take up some of the cholent. Still, says Achronim, Chazal said no. Do not take out anything. Why? At the end of the day, you might mess up. Don't take out anything. Wait till it cools down. That's in the Chabbah's world. The Ramah says no, not Kamino. I say Chanan, says Sigur Sadovrik. And the other law is what? The person can't take it out. The question is really, he can take it out? Or he has to leave it inside, or maybe he has to take it out. Maybe he has to. So you read the shach slowly, the last shach with the seven, it's a cotton zayin. His words are, loyen nicha, don't leave it inside. The words of Bichon is in Ksas Isser. Do not leave inside Ksas Isser. Now you have peace of the Isser inside the pot. Now people, I've asked people times, you know, you already have a Chaz inside the pot. What will she show?
Yeah.
Call your friend with his Chaz inside.
Of course.
Of course inside, right? Right. You can call, well, I can call my friend. You found that you see a butt flying around. He's doing the backstroke. Right, call my friend. Backstroke over here. Can you do that? You have to take the bug out right away. You have to take it out right away. Bottom shishu. So the shach and the words of the Prima Kodesh, ik ksas iser, and you have to take it out. You have to take it out. Why do you have to take it out? Yet? What? No, even if shishu gets it. What's the story that came up? Like we saw the story in Simtag Beis over there. The Lachan said, Bob, you have Tibok Negle Tavshul, Negle Reutim. The Lachan was still said the Poiskim, take it out, Kuwak Eimu Makhlus Adchilo, because maybe it'll come out a little later more. So the same thing over here is the Lachan is supposed to take out Miyad. Some people like to find an Issa, they want to show people. No, you have a worm inside your food. You might not eat the food, but when you serve it, take the worm out, take the buggy out, take the whatever horse meat down inside, take it out. Why? Because once we have our cigarette, Eimu Makhlus, sir. Again, the word, but Iki Ketas Isser, Lee Nichol Mechinam, take it out, Miyah, take it right away. Says the Shach, look at the Wosh. The Wosh says the mice live inside, to cool down. Mice said, we take it out right away. How do they take it out? So the Pimgum on the Shach says, how to take it out? It says, Lo Yeet the Bekaf, don't take it out with a spoon, take it out with a kisun. The case over here of a toothpick. Why? That the Hudas are for Shulchan, that Kishuv, all being down that way. Why? To trafe off the Kalim for no reason, or even there is a reason. Why? Don't do that. Don't trade off your Kalim. Why? The simple reason is, as Bar Shulchan says, you trade with Kalim, you put it on the shelf over there, and there's a magic shelf that cashes things by itself. Or he says, you might, his words are very clear, you might forget to cash it. Bar Shulchan's same words, you might forget to cash it in the magic shelf. Don't trade off your Kalim for no reason. The Yom Kalim, you want to take the trade out, take out the Kisim.
Why not invite?
I'm putting the Issa inside this board of Kashas.
No, but if you're a Gala, you're coming out to bed though.
No, so the question in general, how can you do a Gala? We pass you, no problem with a Gala. Okay.
Right, but you're becoming a basis of you're coming out to bed though when you do a Gala in the first place. Because that's where the material is. Why was the difference between Kashering the Kalim? Anyway, you're coming out to bed though.
We'll see that afterwards. What does come out, we'll get the next to you in the Kozain, over there in Sebeis, who's crossing their flies inside your food. Is there a reason to be machba take out with a plastic spoon over a metal spoon? Lechura, this is a little different of a case of fly or bug. Could that lish to lechal? That means you'll never have to really cash it. So yish lechalik. Over here is very clear. Take out the metal spoon, and here straight mamash, and you have to cash it. So if you go to the person we down, do not do that. Take it out with a kisim of a plastic spoon. And you get the tray, we'll see again the person will be machba. And by lish to lechal, again the person will be machba. Take out your fly from the kumkum, whatever it is, with a case of a plastic spoon over here. Take one more, you said over here. We've got the Sugya of Eshla Sartai. We have the Sugya of Eshla Sartai by Basa B'cholov. That's the Raisa. Bashai Yasur, Bachlogis Tor, versus the Rajbo, we pass Eshla Sartai, Gemach Bashai Yasur, but Dindra Bonham. If you're Eshla Sartai by Heter, Eshla Sartai by Heter. So there's a Gil Mashot, that's also the Simon over here, that sends you to a Taz and Shach in Basa B'cholov to get to yet. We discuss the Sugya of Eshla Sartai by Heter. Now, what is the word of Mechalik, Efshel Sartre by Heter, which Efshel Sartre by the case of Isser? I'll get the simple case. That we came across the side of Napanat a few times, we'll get to Barichas, Targal, Zarkei over here. There's something called Napanat Yisur and Napanat Yotero. That chilik we saw by the Shach at the end of the Kuf Gimel, of Napanat Yisur has Itzalocho, and Napanat Yotero has Itzalocho. We are over. The other case over here of a pot that puts the boss inside. Put the boss inside. Take the butter out and you have now this fleshka pot. Cook it inside that spaghetti. Take spaghetti out, snap a nut. You put a cottage cheese on top of that spaghetti. Can you eat it right now? We pass asking yes. Why is snap a nut? Do you tell you? It's a tam kolosh. Mice can eat it. Mash Enki, the person has a case over here of you have a pot with chaz inside. You took out the chaz and you put inside of the case over here of spaghetti. Took out the spaghetti and put it inside the location and put that inside another pot. We put it inside that pot rice over here. Napa, Yisiro, Tam Kol should always answer. So first we see Yisrael Shemoy, the Napa of Heter is different than Napa Isser. The Tam Kol of Heter is Mutter, Tam Kol of Isser, the Mice of Saints, also in the Void. With that idea, they get the case of Esser, Eshler, Sartre, the Heter. Maybe it's different than the case of Isser, for example. Your wife makes, for Shabbos, a chicken soup. condiments out of the chicken soup, carrots also. You take out the two carrots from the chicken soup, and you come and eat it. But you have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. But that, you took out the carrots, you have to wait 6 hours. Say, yes. Tashu, why do you have to wait 6 hours? Come on Sunday morning, your wife wants to make a vegetable soup, a pie of a vegetable soup, and she takes out a kavona, two carrots, she's more carrots for soup, not enough. So you have two carrots from the chicken soup, puts it inside a vegetable soup. This vegetable soup is a big pile of here. It's 500 times the amount of the carrots. You come home, you see the carrots with cholent, or the chicken soup over here, and the das, you pick them up and eat them. Do you have to wait 6 hours? You know you're eating chicken soup carrots. That's in the vegetable soup. Do you have to wait 6 hours? The question is, Eshel Sechel Beheter. So come on Gilma Shomi here, and he sends you to the Taz and Shach, look crazy. He's discussing the case of onions, Simitag Vo. Over there, they say that look is, it's mutter. What's the Tam Kolish? The case of Paragon. And they say Shavu is only to be marked when the whole thing is gave to Isser or Bosom Holom. Over there, by Tam Kolish, the police stay inside. We can ask the peace, each one to answer his own reason in the Xeros of Kedoymo. And he gave to Heter, that mice and his carrots got seichet. They went inside the vegetable soup over here. And if you tell me you taste it, I doubt you'll taste it. Then he tells the chicken soup inside the carrots. Over. You know these two carrots. At the end of the day, mice no extra seichet and heter. Mice, he discussed the case of onions and carrots, the mice are motor over here. Mice are motor. I'm Ezra Shem, first month of the Ari, I'm having a baby. Still is having Shalom Zocher, not Shalom Zocher, having a Mesiba tomorrow night in his house. Mesiba's in the mice in his house, with Alice Robertson. But the Oilam was invited to, I think, 7 o'clock, it says on the door, and Kal Notar for the Nei Chaburo. Again, I did mention on Thursday that I think a pseudo mice is more to be a go to, Suz Rey, Suz Mitzvah. But as looking back into the local, and seeing this over here, that there's a case called a base mishto, that's another called a pseudo. What is the mesibo? Is it the base mishto or is it a pseudo? So I think when my family gets together, it's more of a pseudo. Right, look. When the sheep don't get together, is that a mesibo? Is that a base mishto? Base mishto has no hectic for novel. Dark cloud. Dark cloud. Except maybe Rosh Hashanah for different reason. But, is it a heter? Why could I ask? The Baal Shulchan, the question if there's no heter, what defines the base mishnah, what defines a pseudo? Baal Shulchan says, what defines base mishnah? If you have music and dancing and singing, that's base mishnah. What? I know, Rebbe says, even the base mishnah can still go. Baal Shulchan says, again, I said over on Thursday, Baal Shulchan let me even eat there. So I think that's finally the thing Baal Shulchan is correct, let me eat there. So I look back at the Baal Shulchan, he says, our situation is not a Sus Reyes, it's not a Sus Mitzvah, it's a case of base mishnah. Beis Mishnah says, how can you go that everything is a problem? Beis Mishnah. So, Lamaisa, and then they can appropriate that even the Beis Mishnah can't go. But someone can eat there. But the Oilam Taka is the Beis Mishnah, the Mesiba, it's the Zmir Shishpachas, the Kabbal Chanukah, it's the Sudha Smith over here. We're going to have tomorrow night. That's all.